In the Midwestern city of St. Louis, Missouri, a huge arch of shiny metal rises to a height of nearly 200 meters. The arch stands near the edge of the Mississippi River. This famous landmark is called the Gateway Arch. It is the tallest monument in the United States and the tallest arch in the world. It represents the westward expansion of the United States from the Mississippi River to the Pacific Ocean. American building designer Eero Saarinen, who was born in Finland, designed the arch during a national competition in the late 1940s. However, building did not begin until February of 1963. It was finished in 1965. Later, a transportation system was added to permit people to visit an observation area inside the top of the arch. Saarinen designed the arch to withstand strong winds and earthquakes. The width of the arch at its bottom is equal to its height of 192 meters. Below ground underneath the arch, the museum at the Gateway Arch has information about the history of St. Louis and how people settled and lived in the American West. A gateway is a kind of entrance to an area. St. Louis was an important starting point for hundreds of thousands of Americans who traveled west during the 1800s. The exploration and settling of the American West are an important part of the country's history and culture. When visitors see the huge arch, they can imagine passing under it to travel to a new place and begin a new part of their lives. The Gateway Arch is a U.S. national park. National Park Service information shows that about 2.4 million people visited the arch in 2023. Saarinen died in 1961. While he never saw his arch built, his design lives on. Saarinen also designed another American landmark, the TWA Flight Center at John F. Kennedy Airport in the city of New York. I'm Andrew Smith.